Two gentlemen with me in the studio right now, George and Henry from Sailor. Henry, you're responsible for playing the Nickelodeon. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about the instrument, if it is such a thing.
Yes, well, it plays me, really, actually, the best way of describing it. Yes, the Nickelodeon, the Nickelodeon was designed by George, but talk about what it is before we say why it was called a Nickelodeon. And it was really basically there for two reasons. The main one, first of all, was to see how many instruments could be contained within one, so that two of us who operate it, Phil and I, could get a multitude of sounds, and therefore we wouldn't have to increase the number of the Sailor, which consists of four people. It consists of its keyboard operated, and the way in which Phil and I play it, we incorporate a complete bass sound, which is keyboards, and we incorporate a sound similar to a barrel organ. I think the last track, which everybody heard, The Street, there was a part in the middle of that in which a Nickelodeon is mentioned in the lyrics, and then you hear this sort of chaos, which was me. Sorry about that.
I don't think it's chaos at all.
Thank you. Anyway, that is the Nickelodeon. It was designed by George, and really the other reason, I think, is because it looks so good. I mean, the object of it was to make it look reasonably theatrical, and of course it does. I don't know if George has got anything to add to that.
Well, I mean,
he's gone to sleep.
No, it was an ideal opportunity to do something a little bit visual with some of our instruments, because it is basically two acoustic pianos back to back, and Phil plays it on one side and Henry on the other, and there's an enormous amount of link-ups, mechanical and electronic link-ups between those piano keys to other instruments that are contained within. And, of course, just the idea of having two acoustic pianos back-to-back sort of suggests that by doing a little bit more to it, you could sort of make it look like a rather enormous instrument, but I mean one instrument. And, I think the design came out pretty well. It looks sort of cross between an old church and
There's a few little secrets there as well. We decided we wouldn't tell anybody what it was at all, but people soon started going, oh, it's two upright pianos back to back, isn't it? So we're not afraid to say that now. But there are a few extra things in there which are ingenious Frankenstein designs by Mr. Kyanis, which we're not telling nobody about.
Right, okay, we'll wait for that then.